Joining us on this episode of What's Up Weekend, we have Nora Clark, the digital content producer over at Action News Jax. You can find her on Twitter at Nora LB Clark. Nora, thank you so much for doing this podcast with me.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
So we're going to go over what is going on this coming weekend. This is December 1st through December 3rd, starting on Friday. And on Friday at 7:30 p.m. at Hourglass Pub, you have Mad Calford Improv Comedy Show. It's $5 at the door, 21 and up.
Yeah, and this sounds pretty cool. My husband and I are pretty new to Jacksonville, so a lot of these events are new to us. Have you been to this yet?
Oh, absolutely. And I have not met you yet in person, Nora, but from as little as I know about you, I feel like you would enjoy a video game bar.
It's a video game bar. That's a game changer. That's awesome. We're definitely going to have to check this out.
Yeah, so they have Nintendos and Super Nintendo set up all over the place, and obviously the comedy part of it is a lot of fun.
So 7:30 that same night is the Nathan Wilson Center for the Arts jazz concert from the Florida State College of Jacksonville, and that's really cool. That's also something to keep in mind, though. It's at the same time as the other event.
A little bit more family-friendly, though.
Yeah, probably.
FSCJ does put on good jazz shows. Now, moving on to Saturday at 10 a.m., possibly my favorite thing in Jacksonville, the Riverside Arts Market on Riverside Avenue. Great family fun. It's perfect for just taking a trip by yourself or with your family. Arts and crafts, live music, food vendors, fresh produce. The live band is really good. And also, I know a lot of people are doing their Christmas shopping.
And yeah, this is actually one thing I have been to on your list. My husband and I ran into it a couple Saturdays ago when we did the Step Out Walk for Diabetes with the American Diabetes Association. And it ended right at the Riverside Arts Market. And it was perfect. And it's definitely something that I would recommend for family and maybe for some holiday shopping.
Now, when you did the diabetes walk and it ended there, was that on a Saturday? I think that we had it listed on this podcast, but I feel like it was a Sunday. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, it was a Saturday. It was definitely a Saturday.
So the weather was nice?
It was cold, but it was nice. It was beautiful.
Is there such thing as Florida cold, apart from getting up at, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning when it is like 40 degrees? But apart from that, is it really that cold?
Oh, I mean, I'm a Florida native, so anything below 85 is cold for me.
Right. Well, I hear you when I get up to do the radio shift. And then moving on to the PM part of your Saturday at Veterans Memorial Arena, the Jacksonville Icemen versus Norfolk Admirals. Before the Thursday game, the Icemen are 4-11 on the season, last in their division, unfortunately. But hockey's a lot of fun. Tickets start at $15. And so the fun thing about this event, Nora, is I don't know how much of a hockey fan you are, but they're actually doing the firefighters versus police as the first hockey game. And I think they're calling it like hoses versus guns or something like that.
That's awesome. So I'm actually a pretty big hockey fan, and I'm excited to go to an Iceman game sometime soon. I just learned that in one of their most recent games this week, they got their first hat trick. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I've been to an Avalanche game out in Colorado. So I'm excited to bring that experience to Jacksonville and maybe check that out this weekend. And
you got to school me on what a hat trick is, though.
Oh, okay. I like hockey, but I don't know all the terminology. It's pretty impressive when you see it on TV. I don't think I could describe it well enough.
Is it like the basketball equivalent to a pick and roll?
So I know that you love basketball, Tim, but I don't really know much about basketball.
Okay. So if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're into basketball and hockey, you have to tweet us at Nora LB Clark or myself at Radio Tim NBA and let us know.
So then Sunday we've got, of course, Jags and the Colts.
The Jags are favored by 10 points, to win this game. So if you are going to the event, In likelihood, as long as the Jags don't even have to cover the spread. They just have to play decently well, and they're supposed to win this game, which is something that we haven't been able to say for a long time here in Jacksonville.
I have to say I'm really excited to be in Jacksonville for this season with the Jaguars, because growing up in Tallahassee, it's not that far of a drive, and they're already always on the news. but to have them have a winning season and be doing as well as they are. My husband and I do plan on going to a game. We were thinking this Seattle game. We're not quite sure. There's not many left to choose from, but it seems like this weekend would be nice to catch it, but I think we're going to have to catch that on TV as well.
And if the season ended today, the Jags would be the fifth seed. Now, Nora Clark over at Action News, I feel like you are a better movie buff than I am. And I felt like it was important to start including the movies that are out this week into the What's Up Weekend podcast. And I'm hoping that you can shine some light on any of these. So we have The Shape of Water coming out. We have Slumber. We have Alien Invasion, Psychopaths, and The Other Side of Hope.
So I do. I love movies. And I was a little stumped by your list. And I looked up some of them. It's been a busy morning here, so I haven't gotten to go in depth with all of them. But The Shape of Water is going to be an interesting one. It's kind of a Creature of the Black Lagoon meets The Little Mermaid meets Beauty and the Beast. It's a really interesting mix of a storyline, and it's got some really great actors and actresses in it. The other one that I'd heard of was The Other Side of Hope, and I think that's more of a family-friendly movie, but definitely a good list to check out.
Well, Nora, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the What's Up Weekend podcast over at Action News, a digital content producer. And now, continuing with Action News, we have your weekend forecast. If you are heading out to see the Jags, hint, hint, wink, wink, Nora, you and your husband want to know what the weather's going to be like, here is CBS 47 Action News Jax meteorologist Garrett Biedenbaugh.
Some fog early again on Friday morning, mid-50s for morning lows. Partly sunny again, dry during the afternoon on your Friday as we get ready to start the weekend. High temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Saturday and Sunday, there's the weekend. Partly sunny to partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s on Saturday. Low to mid-70s by Sunday. Looks mainly dry for the Jags game, but an isolated shower possible. It'll be a passing shower with an onshore wind. And then partly sunny again by your Monday. Highs in the upper 70s.